Welcome to Food for the Journey. I was thinking here about this feast day, the Feast of the Most Holy Name of Mary. I just want to share with you this one reflection. St. Louis de Montfort wrote that the salvation of each individual is bound up with the Hail Mary. Why? Because it was when the archangel greeted Mary that our Savior became flesh in her womb. To be Christian is to carry on that annunciation unceasingly by repeating the Hail Mary. This prayer, which names the holy name of the Mother of God, brought to a dry and a barren world the fruit of life. It will cause the Word of God to take root in the soul and bring forth Jesus, the holy name of Mary. Brothers and sisters, just encourage you. Ask Mary's help. If you're trying to, as I've been talking about in this last week, you're talking about letting God become more and more the center of your life. You don't have to be some kind of pious person, although you might come to a bit of piety there, but just to say, Lord, I want to please you in what I do today, who I relate to today, how I act today. May my actions, my thoughts, my words please you. That's just the attitude that we want to have. We fail, yes. Just keep praying it. And then ask the Blessed Mother, pray the Hail Mary and ask her, will you help me to change? Because it's hard to make changes in our life. But there's great blessing that awaits you when you do. The first reading today is taken from Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verses 12 to 17. Brothers and sisters, put on, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If one has a grievance against another, as the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do. And over all these put on love, that is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts, the peace into which you were also called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as in all wisdom you teach and admonish one another, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is a very powerful passage from Colossians. And I want to just say right at the beginning of this, you can't just do this by strength of will, or you could say the words, but to really have your life in accord with offering him everything. We need the Blessed Mother. We need her help. Ask her to pray for you. Many things happen when we ask the Blessed Mother to pray for us. Most of all, we endure and we conquer. But sometimes there are other blessings that God bestows on us, or something happens that's such a surprise to us. Just say, thank you, Mary. Psalm 150 tells us, let everything that breathes praise the Lord. It's hard, brothers and sisters. It's hard to change our ways. It's hard to change our way of life, our way of speaking. Sometimes swear words just come out of our mouths before we even think. But just stop right then and say, Lord, I didn't want to say that, or I did want to say that because I was so angry, but please forgive me. Please forgive me. Let me be in accord with you. Let me think as you think and speak as you think. You'll be amazed at what God will do for you and the way in which he will help you when you open your hearts to him. The responsorial psalm today, Psalm 150, says, let everything that breathes praise the Lord. So you are one who breathes, and may you praise the Lord. Praise him in his sanctuary. Praise him in his strength. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him for his majesty. Praise him with the blast of trumpet and lyre and harp, timbrel and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with clanging cymbals. I have a man who was a good friend in my life, and he was a musician. He was very good in our parish, and he just yesterday died from cancer He's in his 60s, I think, and he's a man that I mourn his loss. And yet that is what he did. He praised the Lord all the time. He praised the Lord with music, with song, with the blast of the trumpet. He praised God, and he praised God with a sincere heart, really turning his life over to God. That's what we want to do. My friend can do it. We can do it too. Not by ourselves, but in his power, in his grace, his strength. As we turn to look at the gospel, it tells us if we love one another, God remains in us. And his love is brought to perfection in us. If we love one another, God remains in us. And his love is brought to perfection in us. Let's lean on that a little bit. God, show me how to do that. Help me. Help me to love people that are difficult. Help me to love people that are tedious. Help me to love people who make mistakes. Sometimes we need to have an honest conversation with people when they're doing things that are wrong, not just get angry and ignore and stomp away. We need to turn to people and help them. Perhaps God wants to use you to help someone who is a difficulty for you right now. Perhaps he wants you to reach out to them and share with them what you know. Ask the Lord, but above all, pray for them. Pray for them daily. If you start to pray for them honestly, that is part of loving one another as God loves us. He prays for us. So let us pray for one another. The Gospel of Luke chapter 6, verses 27 to 38. It's a long gospel, but listen to it this time. Just listen. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you." Look at that. How much have we had difficulty with God? We've cursed God, perhaps, in our language. We haven't prayed for those who mistreat us. We haven't done those things. He says, "To you who hear, I say," if you want to turn this around, if you want life to go in a better direction for you, do what God says. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who mistreat you. It's hard to do, isn't it? We want to tell somebody else. We want to get some consolation from other people. And maybe there's a right time to talk to somebody else. But it's first of all that you pray for the person who has hurt you. Pray for them. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Don't ignore them. Don't separate yourself from them unless there's a very, very strong reason to do so. Give to everyone who asks of you. From the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as also your Father is merciful. That doesn't mean that you can't talk to people. That doesn't mean that you can't help them to see what they're doing is wrong. You should do that. But it does mean that you shouldn't be expecting from them just because you gave them something, you did for something for them. Stop judging, it says, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning. We can't judge. We can't judge. We can know something that is right or something that is wrong, but we can't make a judgment on them. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give and gifts will be given to you, a good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing will be poured into your lap, for the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you. That is a gospel that I've gone back to again and again and again, because our flesh, when we're hurt or we've done something good for someone and they return evil with it, or whatever may be the case, or they ignore us, it's so easy to get angry and justify yourself and say, well, I'm not going to talk to that person anymore. What does Jesus tell us? Stop judging. You can't judge. Only he can. And you will not be judged. Don't condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Brothers and sisters, think about this. There are circumstances in your life where you need to ignore their hardness or their pain, perhaps, their suffering, if they get angry with you. Brothers and sisters, ask God, what would you have me do? And sometimes it is to be kind. Sometimes it is to give, and gifts will be given to you. Sometimes it's a time to just simply not judge and not condemn, because we don't know the circumstances always out of which they are speaking. Just pause, brothers and sisters, and ask God to help you. He will. In the last couple of minutes of this program, I just wanted to read a portion to you of a woman who wrote for Magnificat magazine. She said, I have no image of God from my childhood, having been brought up in complete atheism. Humanly speaking, my childhood should have been very happy. I lacked for nothing. However, I can say that my childhood was a long, drawn-out moral Calvary. From the time I was 5, I liked to be alone to think. The problem of life was what tormented me. Why life? What was its purpose? To what did it lead? A little crumb, far from satisfying me, increased my hunger. But my first knowledge of God came to me as a gift of mercy granted to me at 11 years of age. It was the first time in my life I heard the Hail Mary. It was being recited by a little girl. I did not know to whom it was addressed and took good care not to ask. But having a good memory, I remembered the first part of the prayer. And when I was alone or in bed at night, I used to say instinctively this half of the Hail Mary. I do not know why. I found a certain pleasure in saying these strange words without reasoning what they meant. And then when I was 13, we visited Lourdes because we were on a tour of the Pyrenees. And we arrived inside the domain of the grotto. There was a poor little procession coming out. I glanced at it in astonishment. What kind of people were they? Choir boys, bishops, priests in surplices, play actors out of doors, my grandmother told me. The evening before, on coming on to Calvary, I had asked who was the man hanging on that cross, a malefactor of long ago. Oh, and they did well to punish him, I replied, in order to have a laugh at those play actors. We followed them up to the grotto. They all went down on their knees and began to say the rosary, and I said the words of the Hail Mary with them in complete continuity of spirit. Brothers and sisters, her life was changed in that moment. She is now a Carmelite sister in her 50s. May God bless us all. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.